Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Christian Basil. Years ago, I had an idea. I got myself a TARDIS, took it to new places, met a lot of new people, took some great pictures, and talked Doctor Who. From Krypton Radio and the creators of the Hanging With web show, this is the legend of the traveling TARDIS. Join me on my latest adventures and become part of the legend.
Welcome, fellow Whovians. Welcome back to the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. My name is Christian Basil. Welcome to this exciting episode as we're going to go for round three of Doctor Who Worlds Apart. This time, it's personal. That's it. We're going to be playing Worlds Apart again, and I do apologize in advance. We did have a special guest for this week. We did have Matthew Jacobs, who we were going to be interviewing today. Unfortunately, last night we just got a last-minute cancellation from Matthew. He will be appearing next week, which will be Tuesday the 24th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure to set your calendars for next week, again, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, 3 Pacific and 11 p.m. UK time. Matthew Jacobs, the man who was co-producing and wrote the Doctor Who TV movie, has come out with a documentary called Doctor Who Am I? And we had the pleasure, most of our team has had the pleasure of viewing this documentary, and we're going to tell you all about it next week. But for today, we're going to be playing Doctor Who Worlds Apart. I know a lot of you have been excited and been catching on as we've started this year playing this game. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring on the panel. Oh, I'm at the bottom here. Hello there. And let's go ahead and get the microphones off. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to figure out this whole twitching thing because I've now got myself and the rathole.ca on Twitch, and this is streaming there as well. And so I've got to like, trying to figure things out over here, and you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Then it'll be all sorts of fun. I love the game. I'm glad we're playing the game. I'm a little sad that we have to play the game today.
I love this game. I'm still getting used to it.
That is not a knock against the game. That is a. I was really looking forward today to our guest. So.
Me too, but you know, these things happen, and you know, we just got to move on out there. And he said, you know what, we'll play the game again. Tom Kosak, our hashtag guru, sent me a message that said attic hashtag. So there you go there. Speaking of Twitch, there's a lovely Mackenzie Floor. How you doing, Mackenzie?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks on my Twitch channel. Welcome to the stream. I'm doing good, Christian.
I know, we are simulcast to Mackenzie's Twitch as well as the rathole.ca on the Twitch channel. We're doing a lot more Twitch this year. I was usually my channel. There's a couple people who show up, and that's about it out there. And guess who's going to be playing for a very first time? Really? No?
First time on the air?
No. Playing the game. No?
No, I'm having computer issues.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? We'll try to work him out. I was having issues, you know, since we started this, and I had to go and get another computer, a laptop to play off the game out here. But for those of you who are not familiar with Worlds Apart, here it is, just to give you an idea of how to play it. It is a card game, and Dave does a better explanation about how Worlds Apart work. Can you give him a little brief synopsis for people who may not be familiar with Worlds Apart?
Sure. Basically, if you played any sort of a...
Shut up, Tom.
This is very similar. You've got a deck. You're going to draw from the deck. You've got cards. You'll play the cards. It's easier to do while we're playing, quite frankly.
But yes.
The object is to knock your opponent down to zero. And, it's just easier to do as we play, I think.
The object is to win.
The object is to beat Christian.
Yes.
I see how you guys are. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get things started. Who wants to go up first? I've got my screen up, but if Dave, you want to put yours up, it's up to you. Wherever.
I'm just trying to get logged in because I heaven forbid I should do that ahead of time.
Okay.
All right. That's right. I can definitely set it up with our usual T-TARDIS.
Oh, you're going to go? Okay.
And if you at home, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you viewers at home on whatever channel you want, feel the urge to want to challenge one of us or play one of us or whatever have you, throw it in the chat and we'll see if we can't make that happen.
I'm going to keep trying. So.
No, that's fine.
Our hashtag guru is flipping through the three of our Twitch channels.
No, we're seeing it here on the screen yard, so it doesn't matter
where you're... All of them show up here.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then I was like, when Dave's like, oh, I'm trying to figure out Twitch is, I was in the background saying, hey, update your channel, say this and this, because it says this. I don't know what it is about StreamYard, but every time we go live, instead of saying Doctor Who Worlds Apart, it says talk shows, which puts us in a category. And then I have like certain hashtags and names that I put on it. It all gets erased. So I have to go in and manually adjust it. It's like, why does it do that?
David can probably already see. Now, from the beginning of this game, you can see... we're going to start off. The game allows you to do what they call a mulligan. You get your choice of, I think, up to two cards.
Yeah, up to
that
two cards.
You can get out of your hand. And what I'm trying to do is, if you can see here, I'm trying to get rid of my higher cards because you usually start off with less Arctron points out there. So I'm going to get rid of those two. And hopefully they'll go back into the pot. Now, if you can see on the screen, if you see in the top row, there's a 30 and there's a 30 below. That's kind of for the best thing I can call hit points. And what you're trying to do, the object of the game, is to get your opponent to go to zero by playing the cards out there. The numbers on the right-hand side, you can see the number fours. That's called Arctron Energy. Now, our cards have an amount of Arctron Energy so that we can play them. Of course, that you saw a couple of them, like the Daleks that I got rid of. You play them, excuse me, now you can see I have 4 points, that's why I got rid of them, because I didn't have any need for them early in the game, and I couldn't put them out there. So hopefully I've got two new cards. Now, on Dave's honor roll, I'm hoping he's not seeing what I've got, so I'm going to go ahead.
I'm not really paying attention, I'm trying to figure out, like the same thing that Mackenzie was pointing out. I've got, because I had this all set up to, again, for, I have an interview tomorrow. And I was going to go to Twitch. I was not going to be putting tonight's show into Twitch. So I'm just noticing that all of the tags that I have are like D&D Be Gone and open gaming license tags for my conversation tomorrow with Travis Hansen.
Now, I've got 9 seconds left. And for some reason, my computer has just stalled. So it's probably going to go right back to you. Lucky you, because I can't play a card. But there it goes. Well, I'll swing back.
Since I have nothing else I'm going to do, just for the record, like I can show the people at home, I can't because it's on your screen, but I'm just going to sit here and you tell me when I should hit end. Because I'm just going to not. I'll let the timer run out, but that gives you a chance for your computer to compute.
It's very weird. It's not even like, it let me pull up the cards and then I moved my cursor over and then it stopped.
I can still see the screen. While you're both chatting there, I want to thank... It's Mr. Dark for coming into my stream. Mr. Dark Knight for following there. And Majestic Babe, I don't think the Pokemon community game bot is working correctly. I actually kicked it off last night and apparently it's still here. So I don't know why it's not working. Oh, did it finally work? Okay, good. I'm glad to see it's working now.
I don't know what's going on, Dave. It's not allowing me to do anything. I mean, it's going to kick it back to me, but it sent me a card. But as soon as I put my cursor down, let me try something. Let me minimize that. Maximize this.
Are you on full screen for that? Is that?
See, it let me pass, but it won't let me touch my cards, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sit on it. I will. Here. Here's what we're going to do.
I'm gonna, there we go. Now it's gone. Pull that. I don't know. Okay. Oh, it's working now. If you want to send it back. Oh. Okay.
I will add back to the screen. Stream.
There you go.
And go back to my thing. And
this is the kind of stuff we were doing with Melody. And it's just like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as you can see in the bottom cards, the bottom right hand corner had 4 Arctron points. In the upper left hand corner of the cards, you can see a number. And I have quite a few cards that are under 4 that I can use. But I want to block his dinosaur. That's the choice I'm going to make. And is that a dinosaur? What do you got over there? So I've got nothing else to do. There's nothing I can play at this moment. So what I'm going to do is hit the end button. And I'll return the TARDIS console to him. Now he will get Arctron energy. They could play with other cards. This is now what we call the main phase. Yeah, we're on a lot of time exactly out there.
That's what I want to do.
Poke start. I don't know what that means, but you'll tell me one day, Majestic Babe.
Mm-hmm. And now I could attack here, which will then kill off his pig.
I could bye, not. Bye, piggy. Oh.
I have choices, but I think I will kill the pig.
Bacon. Make bacon.
I make bacon.
No making bacon.
You make bacon.
My best possible animal.
And there
animal
you go. I'm locking and boom. His card and my card kind of canceled each other out. So there we go. So right now.
No bacon.
Well, no bacon. No. Not even a dinosaur. So there's nobody really playing at this moment. So I got 5 Archon.
Chops.
I do too, Majestic Babe. I love bacon, especially crispy bacon.
I know. I want a bacon.
Like the burnt bacon.
I banned my first Twitch spam.
I saw that. I was like, how did you end up getting that? I haven't gotten anything like that yet.
you have probably a bots preventing it.
Probably. I have. I have Seribot that prevents, like, hate raids and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll pass.
Crispier the better.
There's no reason for me to react, so I will pass again.
I told Chrissy that if we ever got a potbelly pig, I'm calling it.
Sorry, I was going to say.
No, you're fine.
I'm just looking
people
at
around the corner from me. They have 2 dogs and a potbelly pig. I don't know its name.
Heart attack.
Adorable. I think because I banned it on my own end, or maybe I can't ban it. I don't think we can.
We can't do anything.
Not that. Through StreamYard, I was looking to see if that comment was still there, or if I could, like, because he's showing up, but he's banned on
my
actual Twitch.
We got a bot.
So
he's got a bot on his channel right now.
On your channel,
which is fine. I got rid of them, but you can't. It looks like you can't moderate Twitch channels from StreamYard.
You have to go manually into your Twitch, and then you can ban them from there or erase the message. Yeah. Hi, Weber. Weber 13's come in. How you doing today?
Just let you know, Weber, so you got Weber's 20 profile pic.
Is he a puppy?
It's a real puppy.
If you want to do something dangerous. I hate you. I told Chris if we ever get a potbelly pig, we're going to call it crispy bacon. And she declared that there would not be ham at our house. I'm like, oh, I can't live with you. So I've got 2 Archon points. Nothing in my cards work. And really, this is a reaction phase, so there's nothing I can do. So send it right back to Dave. He's
Archon
got one.
His love.
He's awesome. Got one. Yeah, Archon is love.
So I'll send it
Archon
back to life. You.
Yep. And let's see what I can do here. Ooh, okay. And I've got 6 Archon points, and I'm going to use this card. There we go.
What category should I be looking for, Mackenzie?
That was an automatic card. Now, what happened is because of this particular dialect in the card, and now we'll bring up.
You got them deleted there.
Hold on a second. There we go. Exterminate deals damage equal to the creature's attack to the weakest enemy. Then stun this creature. Exterminate can be triggered if the creature is already stunned. Turn start that creature takes 1 damage. Stun can't take or block until you turn. So, can he attack? Nope, not yet. So, I got rid of his Scyther in his only attack.
Mm-hmm.
But it did take a bunch of Archon away from me. So. It's Dave's turn.
And the nice thing is, when you'll notice his Dalek is poisoned, which is nice for me, not so great for him.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What just happened there? I always hate it when it does that.
Is there something I should be looking for as far as a... There it is.
Yeah, the world's
art chops. That's what I should need. Aha, I'm learning. I have a Artron. Yay!
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 And do I mean, it's better if I do that. If I suck it up.
I'll just put this in the chat. If you want to play the game, you can sign up for free. It costs you nothing to play. But if you want the good cards, yes, or if you want to get involved with the blockchain technology and get some really cool, sweet cards, yeah, it might cost you a death a little bit. But there you go. You can go I'm over with free. I've just provided the link in there. And now Dave's down to two Artron. I've got Zilch. He's got a player on the board. Can I do anything? No. Okay. So I'll pass it right back to him.
And my turn. There's not much else I can do.
And not much we can do at this moment. We're kind of still start. Wow. Hi there.
Hi. So that particular sea devil. Yeah, that sea devil did 3 damage to target poisoned creature. Oh, look. Remember how I mentioned the Dalek was poisoned? And then it got to your turn, and the poison did 1 damage.
Hello.
So that's
I got one card out there.
I like that less. That's not cool.
And then let's do that. So I got 2 players out there. That takes up all my Artron, but I'm in a little better position now in sending back the TARDIS console to Dave. We're still 30-30. Not really much has changed. Yeah. Nothing. So I'll give it back to Dave, which gets 9 Artron. I hate you.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm explaining the win condition for the game. Not a problem, Weber. You see the 2 big 30s on the far left-hand side. Every time that a card gets to attack the other side, you lose the amount of points. Trying to see if I can make one of the cards bigger. If you look at the Dalek in the middle bottom, he's got a 2 and a 5. The 2 is the amount of damage that he can do to the hit points had that Silurian not been in the way. The 5 is his hit points, how much beating he can take. So it's similar to MTG. What's MTG? I'm sorry.
Magic the Gathering. Yes, oh, Magic it is. The Gathering. It's very similar. Yes. At the end of the day, pretty much every collectible card game is pretty darn close to the same. I would actually argue this is closer to, say, like a Pokemon than it is Magic functionally. That's because you're attacking straight across. I couldn't block, for example, if I want to go in here, I can't attack because it's basically summoning sickness. But if I couldn't choose to block the person over in one corner with my creature in the other, it has to be in those particular lanes.
Yeah. And I realized I was muted just now. So I was saying stuff. I'm like, I was muted.
poor thing. Alrighty, so my turn. What can I do? Let's block you.
Good enough.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you notice, there's 2 cards highlighted in red. That means I'm going for the attack, sending back the TARDIS console before I lose my turn.
Well, that's not good. So now I'm going to have to highlight that guy in blue, say I'm going to block. Yes. But you'll notice I can't block with my my Merc over on the edge.
So now, there you go. So if you noticed in the bottom left-hand corner where the Dalek, the Doctor Soldiers, it did 1 point of damage. If you look in the bottom left-hand corner of that card, it says one, and that's what I got done. Plus, when it didn't have to strike anybody, so it kept its 4 hit points in the bottom right-hand corner. I'm using my pigs to stop the Merca from doing any damage to me, but...
Except that's not going to help a whole lot.
It's not going to help a whole lot. It's just preventing... there you go. Now he's got 10, and now...
Muted. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm pulling a Jason. Yes, I am pulling a Jason. And Weber says, makes sense.
And he can immediately attack if there's someone across from him. My Merca can attack. And the nice thing is Merca gets more power as more Artron comes through. And he does have, to use a magic term, trample.
So now he attacks. I'm using people to block, which is basically they're going to take damage. And hopefully this is just so that my hit points don't get hit. And I don't think there's anything I can do.
Even as much.
As much.
He's still
going to
be taking,
much.
I think, 4 overrun.
Am I? Ow.
So Weber's asking, do the cards have a trample-like ability,
no,
or will pigs humans absorb the entire hit?
I'm confused.
I think it has to be specific on the card to say if there's overrun.
I thought the Merca but I will. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm almost 90% sure the card has to say any additional goes to the pit.
Yeah, but I was fairly certain that the Merca does. But whatever. Not a problem. We've gone through. We've got our thing.
He's an old school Magic the Gathering player, but stopped around unlimited.
I came through. I played from the tail end of the dark through to Mirage was when I was doing stuff. So I was extra old school. I had a couple of alpha, a handful of beta cards, and was technically playing come, you know, third edition / revised. So that's back when that's my Magic. Right now I have all of one deck, and it's a goblin deck. Because of course it is.
I'm gonna pass. Now I could have I'm doing a little bit of a strategy. Now I could have taken my Doctor's Soldiers and attacked his Triceratops. Thing is that I would be open because that would just throw the card out. So now when he attacks, they will at least block some of the, absorb some of the problem, if not all of it. So.
Yeah, you say cool. Thanks. Yeah, I dumped all my cards after high school like an idiot. Farewell, Beta Black Lotus.
Oh,
I love you.
I used a bunch for a school project. I had like original dual lands,
11.
Original legends. And yeah, that deck not only never got back together, but also kind of just crashed and burned. Now we're going to have some fun. And Christian's you know, let's do there.
Oh, I Crunch. Hate you. There you go.
Yep.
There we go. So now I'm just gonna go through will and get hurt. At least I'll take 3 hits. Now it is my turn, and I can only do is block the Merca, but the Triceratops is going to hit me for 3. Is there anything I can do on this moment? Yes, I can block his Triceratops. I hope. Yes.
Aha!
There we go.
A for instance.
A for instance, and I go right at Al. Ow. So the pigs are gone.
And that's Christian's thing. He likes to say ow whenever he gets hit.
Ow. Right, ow. That's all I can do.
Oink.
Oinky, boinky.
Oh, you get 3 hits. That's a lot. Thank you, hashtag guru.
This.
Weber says, I get that. I feel for the cards.
I made a grievous error. That's okay. Not the end of the world.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, it's I should have done something different. I can fix it later. That's okay.
And welcome, Dark Assailant 6, to the stream, and thank you for the lurk.
There you go. Well, so now my Dalek on the left, I think that's an Empire Dalek, is going after, and we'll take out his, both of them. Bye.
Yeah.
And I went to block with my, yeah, and that was dinosaurs. And
that's Melanie. That's being hidden by Christian's.
How you doing?
She's waving. She's waving at you.
I don't want to, you know what? They don't need to see me, Melanie. There you go.
I'm not speaking. I'm just doing comments. So I figured it'd be better for me to be down there.
Good.
But
commentary's good. Commentary's good.
Hello.
Hello.
But no, it's better from you're talking. Let me go back down here. I'm just doing comments. So we're good.
Okay.
And making squeaky sounds in my chair.
So it's Dave's turn with a 12. I'm just like, I'm not happy.
I mean, I could do worse things, and I think I will do worse things because I can.
You will.
Yeah, you will. Ow.
And this is going to be not quite a 1-point hit, but this is going to hurt a lot.
This is going to hurt a lot. This will hurt a whole bunch.
Same way as Christian.
That's so many dinosaurs.
I know, that's what pisses me off. And this is going to hurt. Ow. It's going to bring me down to 10? Ouch. That was quick.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we really need to see Christian?
No, we don't. No, put me back down. Put me back down.
No.
Problem is, I'm turned around to the computer, so... I only have...
Asks Christian, are you getting redemption for the other day today?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Answer's no.
Absolutely not.
That's a big swing.
Yeah, that's a swing and a miss. But I'm pretty much, unless something miraculous happens, I'm gone.
He's on a full count. Oh.
I used a neutron bomb to take out his dinosaurs, but he's still got the marker out there, and I don't have anything right now to defend it with, so it's pretty much I'm going to get hit hard. And he's got 12, so this is pretty much the end of me.
Turn around. Every now and then I feel a little bit colder. Oh, sorry.
There you go. And what I was really sad is
what?
Yeah, Stellarian gets +1/+1 for every dinosaur that was around it, and I had other dinosaurs kicking around that could have powered him up, but I put the dinosaurs in the wrong place.
Ow, down to 2. And that's just how the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah, true.
Aw, no plague rat effect.
No, and I have. For those watching on,
this game has that plague rat effect.
I don't think so.
Well, I thought that was instant attack.
There's Mackenzie's Twitch. If you are watching on one of the other channels, you can go follow her. Mm-hmm. There is my Twitch, which has much less followers. And I have to jump back over here.
And if you want, you can go on the Travel TARDIS. I think it's a Traveling TARDIS on Twitch. So.
Or you could go on my Twitch, which I don't have one, so.
Finding it. There you go.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what the Traveling TARDIS one is off the top of my head, because the Traveling TARDIS does not follow me.
I say, Christian, you're being yelled at by Majestic Babe. She says, turn around, Bright Eyes.
Never.
Turn around, Bright Eyes. Every now and then I fall apart.
Oh. You know, this is just like torture, whatever. It's just like.
Now, what to do? What to do? I have so many good options.
He has it set up so that his computer is facing sideways, so he has to face away from us.
I'm not going
to
crunch. I'll just be merciful and go crunch. There.
There we go.
I was tempted to throw a bunch of other stuff out there just to use up the Artron and be a dick, but boom.
I lost. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that.
I'm going to hide again. Beep.
Oh, so I got to.
You want to go again?
Oh,
no. Did it crash or did you lose?
He lost. He lost.
Mackenzie, do you want
to? It was terrible.
Yes. See what I can do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take out my screen.
Let's go Badonk.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Same as usual, our usual T-Tardis set up there, Mackenzie. And I will get my screen up here.
I did the same username and password that you did for the last game.
Yeah.
Be funny if you two play each other, somebody breaks in and you don't even know that the other person is actually not the other person.
But it literally says it right there who's playing.
I know.
Yeah, it does.
But it would be fun. It's like, So is this Dave's? Oh, this is Mackenzie's side.
You're looking at my screen.
We're looking at my screen.
They're the best doc win. You know, they have it. One of the things I have is the founder's token on the other side. I actually can put a deck together with the packs, the cards I got from the packs.
Oh.
So I was able to put it together.
Too fancy.
So I got vampires.
Ooh.
I've got the vampires are really mean. I'm like, geez, Louise.
Wow.
There is, and I saw the card. I don't know if I have it. I saw a vampiric Rose Tyler. She looks scary as hell.
Ah.
I bet.
Whoever says, always go for the cherry tap like a cherry tap like a gentleman.
Cherry hat. Funny you should mention the founder's token. Been dreaming of getting one for a year now. I am happy with still a few left. There are. I think they're only a limited amount.
Yeah.
I know you can win them.
You can win them. Yeah, they do have
tournaments.
If that's what I'm pronouncing right, Fidge. They do have tournaments where you can actually win them. Go to their Discord channel and check it out. Yeah, I saw it. Majestic Babe. Yeah, a Vampire Rose Tyler. And I was like, are you serious?
I will be right back.
Okay. There we go. So I will do the chats. I won't go there. Vampire Rose. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to try. Let me see if I can actually pull her up.
Thanks, Christian. I have that dinosaur song stuck in my head now.
Which dinosaur is that? I love you. You love me.
Thank God it's not that one.
Okay. I was thinking, open the door, get on the floor.
Everybody, yeah, that one. Dinosaur.
Yes.
That's why I got that neutron bomb. I should have sang that. I said, get rid of those.
So this is going to be interesting. Without telling Mackenzie what's going on. Actually, you know what? I will, because I'm just going to play this. So I have in my hand Reptile Earth level 1, which means a second Reptile Earth would become Reptile Earth level 2. Either that or it will just play both of them. I think I'm already at level 2. Cool. That was not what I was thought was going to happen. I'm not upset.
Yeah, it's just showing level 1 on my end.
Maybe because you don't have
any reptiles out at the moment.
No, I know exactly what happened. It's because it changed the picture.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh.
So I had two level ones with the Earth picture, and now the level two picture is something different. So it did update in my
interesting.
Yeah. So I was curious as to how that was going to work.
Yeah.
I knew that's how that worked, but I've never seen it work in your hand before. And that is one of the really neat things about this game, is because it is digital, even though it acts like a card game, it can do things that a physical card game can't do, like update cards live. It tracks every card you play. It will track the stats, how many wins, losses, in various battles that it has. Each one has its own unique serial number because they are NFTs. So that's a neat little thing that I haven't seen happen in person just yet. Oh, yes. Hashtag Guru. Live from New York. No, I don't think any of us in New York. Live from Alberta, Canada. It's Worlds Apart.
Bring the biscuits.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Bring the biscuits. And you can play for free. I put the link in the chat. You can pull it up if you want. If you got another computer or screen or something, you want to pull it up and check it out. You can sign up for free. You can play for free. But like I said, if you want the good cards, the ones that feature blockchain technology, the ones that really have value, you can purchase packs online. They do have a marketplace where if there's a particular card you're looking for, and from what I understand, they are numbered. So, like, if you're looking for the fourth Doctor, although it may be the first edition of the fourth Doctor, people are looking like for the number four of the fourth Doctor. That actually changes the way that it is valued. It's very weird. Plus, Dave, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, when you play the card, it actually does something to the value, whether you win or lose with the card or something like that.
Like I said, it tracks all of your statistics for every card. So every card you play and every interaction that card has is going to be impacted.
Yes.
So, for example, what we're about to see is this particular mutant pig guy is about to die, and that will be reflected in his win value. And that's as much for fun as it is for value. Ow.
There you go.
And the Pandex. Using the Pandex, yes, you can use them because you use them to buy packs.
And you actually, if you sign in every day, you get 10 Pandex for free. You can accumulate the Pandex to use to purchase a card.
Yeah.
Now, if you really want one of those higher end cards, you're probably going to be signing in for quite some time. But for the lower end, or you can always see what's in the marketplace. Sometimes there's a good deal on a card that you want.
But also, want to say too is that you don't have to pay to play. That you do get a whole deck for free. Actually, get a couple decks for free here.
No hashtag Guru.
Everything that we're playing with right now are all free cards. Unless you have a Founders Token like Christian, you can only currently play with the free cards no matter what you buy.
Not Pandas, Tom, Pandex. Jeez. Packs for Pandex. Hang on. I hate it when the notification comes up and I'm trying to read a chat. Packs for Pandex is too easy. Been signing for a year, not sure what to expect. Well, like I said, you have to sign in every day onto the site. When you do, you get 10 Pandex for free. You can use it.
Yeah.
Jeez. So right now, Mackenzie is turned the table. She is winning by 2 points. She is in the attack mode. She's got River Song, who's a little poison.
And I have nothing that I can do, so I will have to suck up that damage.
I do see that. Weber said that River's
basically dead.
That River's unfortunately dead has a moral objection to NFTs, which I get. I totally get that.
For the record, as far as, and I'm not a fan of NFTs, most of it, Reality Plus Gaming has done everything in their ability to do the good parts of NFTs. Their company is completely carbon neutral. I think they're actually carbon negative at this point. So, there is definite advantages to this over other forms of the stuff. And there we go. And now I've got Reptile Earth level 3, which is not going to help me very much against this 9 damage.
I don't even really know what that did other than I know it like makes you get to choose. Oh, it refreshes all your.
It's more poison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, because each level does something different. Well, that was silly of me. That's okay.
Yes.
Because I can't do that now. Oh, can I? I think I can. Yeah. I'll be able to.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well,
hey, nice. I can. Yeah. That's okay. And it's extra nice because bye-bye river.
Aww.
Yep. That's what I hate about the Silurians. They poison. They're just like, wimp. Can't fight on your own terms. Wait a minute. Where is... I'm signing up for the Twitch. Is it just the Rat Hole?
It is the Rat Hole DOTCA because they don't like dots. Here, let me do this. Banner. It's that, Christian. You can look at the screen.
I'll need to. I found it. That's your Twitch plan right now.
I could theoretically do things, but I don't have the energy to do it. So I'm just
says, it's good to know that they are conscious of the environmental impact of NFT. Yeah. It's a very, very
good thing. Everything possible. Yeah, they've done everything possible to mitigate that concern.
And they do actually, if you go to their website, they do actually have a little bit of an explanation of how that works. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, according to them, they managed to get to zero emissions on that. So go figure. And I know that's a big thing with the NFT.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think they won something for environment too.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're Silurian, dude.
Little poison.
Yeah.
Little poison.
Yep.
I've actually never done this before. But no offense to our friends who are on the Twitch channel. We never had a big calling for it. I mean, we really appreciate anybody who watches us, no matter where you're from on the Twitch channel. But since we're already here, I might as well throw up my Twitch as well.
You might as well.
Basically, yes. Twitch.tv/TheTravelingTARDIS. If you want to join up on there, essentially it's just us streaming our videos.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch us, yeah, of course. Where are we? I'm getting into the chats. Feej says NFTs are great commemorative tokens or contracts as long as they have use, not just JPEGs. What is this Poke Catch I keep saying?
That's a community game that is on Twitch specifically that allows people to be able to... It's like a ways to engage with your channel. Mm-hmm. They can collect Pokemon.
Oh, okay. It's good to know that they are conscious of the environment impacts on the NFTs. Whatever. Yep. Silly. Yep. Hey, Tom, you're just being silly. No, stop it. Okay. If you're interested in fun FTs and some blockchain education, totally free, I can drop some links. Yeah. Feech, go ahead and put them in there.
Yeah. Weber said, yeah, I subscribe to a carbon offset service for my own family's carbon footprint. And then he's talking about the Pokemon community game, saying, keep folk chatting. It's fun.
Keep folk chatting. It's fun.
And then Tom just being silly in my stream. He's
yes,
just,
he is.
Yeah. Yes. That's all I'm going to say. He's just being silly.
Stop the cowards. Good luck has been caught by a whiff. Oh, okay.
Golduck.
Yay.
It's Golduck, not gold. Good luck. It's Golduck.
Golduck.
Golduck. Golduck is what Psyduck turns into.
You kids.
Evolution.
You kids and your big terminologies and everything.
Pokemon! Gotta catch them all.
So, I can actually say this while we're doing. Hang on one second.
Oink, oink.
Oops. Oink.
Hey, don't knock the pigs. Hey, I love them. When they lose, like never go hungry. So we are in
perfectly good card, but whatever.
Psychic is gold, not psychic. Golduck is blue, not psychic. Pokemon, watch it.
It's got armor on it, doesn't it? Son of a... Oh, it's okay. It still got stunned. I can't be too sad.
We are in discussions. I think it's safe to say. I will go ahead and at least say it here. The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS will be returning to MegaCon this March.
Yes.
March 30 through April 2nd. Not only are we returning, we are joining forces with the Dalek Builders of Florida.
Woohoo!
We will be together. And I just got a message that said that for those of you who are big, I wasn't a big fan of it. I know about it, but Blue's Clues, Steve Burns will be there. He'll be appearing Saturday and Sunday, and from Star Trek, Ensign Mount and Ethan Peck. Spock and Pike will be there from Strange New Worlds, and they will be appearing that weekend. I'm trying to pull up the guest list and read it out here. Celebrities. Is that all you got?
Yes, Mackenzie. It was May last year, and it's traditionally in May, and this year it's March.
It is March. And
much to my chagrin.
They are really waiting on... That's all they got is three celebrities? That's it?
Mm-hmm. They got to hurry up.
They got to hurry up. Now, they have a plethora of voice actors, I believe.
Okay, so last year they had a lot of celebrity guests, acting, voices, just you name it, they had it. They did have a lot
of people.
What
in the world just happened there? Okay. But
I don't know what's going to go on this year with MegaCon.
Anybody who keeps up with the cosplayers, Lucky Grimm, Lili the Bunny Cosplay, Rachel Moore, funny, Chrissy Lynn, Liz Wonder, Avery Cosplay, Tia Brie Cosplay, and Halt's Club Cosplay. I can't even say that right. So you got four cosplayers that are going to be having their booths out there. And, of course, we're going to be out there hosting panels, which haven't gotten word of as of yet, but we will be submitting them very shortly to see how many and which ones they're going to be going to. I haven't returned since the 2000s. Such. Yeah, so MegaCon's on, and I'm not trying to be critical about them, but dude, it's January, and I'm thinking they're going to be putting out celebrities like every day at this point.
I think everybody at MegaCon was still thinking, what do you mean it's March? We're usually in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, March? I've heard that the hotels are sold out already. So, really? At least in the air. I don't know what that means. Well, I don't know what that means, but I guess the official hotels for MegaCon are gone. So I think it's just interesting that they already sold out the hotels, but we don't have a guest list. That's like opening a theme park at Walt Disney World and not saying what rides are in there. We'll just take a chance. It's Disney World, right? There's got to be something good. So I'm a big Dragon Con Once Upon a Time. Oh, okay.
And I should point this out at this point, since my thing just dinged, that Melanie and I will be heading from here over to Earth Station Who.
Oh, there we go.
To you can take that down whenever you feel like it. To talk about Disney and Doctor Who, because of course we've all, I'm sure, seen the news that the Doctor is moving on to Disney Plus in most countries. So we're going to be having a conversation about, hey, I don't like that. That wasn't very nice.
Sorry,
jerk. She just neutron, since it wasn't a screen, she just neutron bombed me.
He gave me those two T-Rexes. I backed them out. I was like, gone. That was the only way I had a fighting chance.
She had to do that. There was no if, and, or buts. That was,
yeah,
she had
yeah, Disney for my birthday weekend. Okay, cool. I'm going to have to start playing with the Silurians a little bit down there. I don't know why. I just feel more confident with the Daleks, but I may just change it up and have a little fun.
I hate this plan. That's fine. That's don't forget, fine.
For those fine. Of you who just joined us, we are playing Doctor Who Worlds Apart. What am I watching? That's what we're playing to a new level. Hi there. To a new level. Thank you. You can subscribe to our Twitch channel, the Traveling TARDIS. And as you can see, scrolling on the bottom of the screen, for those of you who are seeing on your monitors, YouTube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. We've had a significant growth. I was very happy. A lot of people joining us lately. I want to see what the numbers are now. So we have 2,665 people who have subscribed with us.
Yeah. I'm unimpressed with that. Okay,
that didn't quite. I was thinking that was going to like get your dinosaur poison, but it didn't work.
And again,
thank you for following to a new level. Thank you.
Sweet. Now, when somebody subscribes on your Twitch, is that what pops up there?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
It automatically does it. Okay.
I have a bot called Stream Elements that automatically follows. That way, if I miss something, it and then it also has it. If somebody says something, it'll say first chime chat, which emphasizes it on chat so I could see it. So to a new level, just came in and ended up saying, what am I watching?
Oh, okay. And oh, I did not know this. Weber13, thank you. It sends a message to my Gmail and says they just joined our Twitch channel. So thank you, Weber.
Oh, thanks. Cool. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, you're learning all kinds of things.
There you go. So again, youtube.com / the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Help us get to 3,000. We're really kicking up a lot. And we've made quite a few shorts along the way as well. Tons of them. If you are still wanting the holidays, we got a ton of shorts on Christmas and Halloween and everything that's coming up. And we're putting out almost one on a daily basis. So they're fun little things.
That's not helpful right now. That is quite helpful.
And just a reminder for folks who, again, just joined the stream. Tonight we were supposed to have Matthew Jacobs from the Doctor Who TV movie. He wrote and co-produced that movie. He has a new documentary coming out called Doctor Who Am I? And if you ever get to see this documentary, I was taken aback. It was really... let's just say I had a change of heart on Matthew Jacobs from when I first saw the TV movie to today. And after seeing this movie, a better understanding of what's going on, you know, because you're always on this side. You never know what goes on internally on the other side of how these movies and TV shows are made.
And then I had to be
and those neutron bombs are in there just for me. Worth pointing that out. Feel the pain. They're just because it's me. Thanks.
Feel the pain.
Useless. Useless.
Well, Melanie is in the stream. I don't see her behind my comments. There. Yeah, the hardest part about putting up the chats is that one of us is gone.
I was hiding. I'm putting the chats up. So, hello, a new level.
So,
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, she's keeping track of, like, trying to read from multiple places.
Yeah. Also, me forgetting that MegaCon is so close, I needed to book my Airbnb.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can you actually have all... I have my ducks like in a row. They know where they're going. They're facing the same direction and they're good to go. And they each have like a little dossier with plans A, B, 3, B, C, D, E. I mean, they're ready to go. Okay, so here's the deal where I'm kind of having a little minor freak out real quick. I thought MegaCon was in May. It's always in May. We always have a great time in May. We're in Orlando. Sometimes I see Dave up there because he travels all the way down to Florida. We have a merry old good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get COVID. Sometimes we don't. They moved it. They moved it to March. It'll be March 30th through April 2nd. The issue with this is the following weekend is Star Wars Celebration, which I'm also going to. And it's going to be wonderful. And we're going to have a grand old time again in merry old London.
Yeah.
It's in London the next weekend. And my flight is also April 2nd.
To which one? To what are you asking to a new level? What is that?
I don't know.
So we have three conventions already in process. Oh. The first one will be this weekend, Central Florida Comic Con. Oh, the cons.
The cons. The
I got a con this weekend. Comic
conventions. So we have this weekend Central Florida Comic Con, which is in Lakeland, Florida. Two of us are based in Florida. One is Canada. I don't know what Canada is with Dave. some country where it's
a desolate planet.
Negative integers when it's cold. And then Mackenzie is just basically locking up the Great Lakes of the, you know, area of, you know, of the good part of the Great Lakes, not the northern part of the Great Lakes.
Ah.
That Ohio, Illinois, you know, where she can travel-y.
Yeah, and Michigan will take that compliment.
Exactly.
So just to reiterate, Central Florida Comic-Con is this weekend, the 21st and the 22nd, the RP Funding Center in Lakeland, Florida. We have one Doctor Who panel on Saturday if you want to catch us there, but we will be there all weekend to geek out with all the Whovians in Lakeland, Florida. Where to go? Pensacon. In Pensacola, Florida, February 24th through the 26th. I am happy to confirm we just received the email. We have three panels going on during Pensacon on each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Pensacon. So we will be hosting panels out there all weekend, and we will have a booth over by what I think what they called Poseidon's Bay.
Poseidon's Bay, which is outside. So if you go to, you know, when you go to an if you go to a sporting event or any other type of arena event, usually you'll have a big kind of outside kind of, you know, it's all concrete, maybe it has water features, that kind of thing, you'll have tents and stuff like that. That's what Pensacon's doing with Poseidon's Bay. And that's where we'll be at.
And that Pensacon.com, as you can see on your screen. P-E-N-S-A-C-O-N for our friends who are listening to our audio.
That's when I wish that I could really go with there. You.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to,
so far.
Now, here's where
Atlanta is closer.
Now, here's the thing. Here's where everybody's going to get jealous. Let me break it up by fandom.
I want to fly there.
Can you break it up by fandom? What's wrong here?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to pull up the how many Doctor Who celebrities will be on there.
So many. All of them.
Yes.
Name a person living in Doctor Who. They're going to be at Pensacon.
And it's classic Who.
Yeah, let me tell you how.
Eccleston's going to be there.
Eccleston's going to be there. But the ones that they did, for whatever reason, the drop down by fandom is not working. But let me go through the list and see if I can catch
Colin them. Baker, so, Sylvester McCoy, Sophie Aldred,
Catherine
Nicola
Tate.
Bryan, Eccleston, I think Catherine
Eric Tate? Roberts, Paul McGann, Sylvester McCoy, Catherine Tate, Christopher Eccleston. There's at least, at this point, I'm not joking, about between 14 and 16 celebrities.
Is Jodie going to this one or no?
They haven't announced it, and I don't think so.
Okay.
With respect to Jodie, there's a lot. John Barrowman, Kevin McNally, even though they didn't put, I think they didn't put his name in the dropdown, but he was from Doctor Who from the most recent series. Nick Frost, Santa Claus. They didn't put him down as Doctor Who, but he will be there. Nicola Bryant, I should say. Sophie Aldred. And
they pulled off all the big guns. I think they have more guests. Well, maybe not as many.
I would say
one, but close to it.
Practically everybody who's done Big Finish is in there.
Yeah.
Janet Fielding is in there. I think Janet Fielding is in there.
Matthew's the only one I recognize. Daphne Ashbrook. Is that bad? Not at all. Absolutely not at all.
And there is a Doctor Who artist who I'm trying to find.
Oh, hashtag guru. Well, you say if Jodie comes to the U.S., you might see me. Well, she actually is going to be at Gallifrey One. Yeah. That's in February, as well as Chris Chibnall. And I think Matt Strevens is going to be there, as well as a bunch of other people.
Where is Gally? Where's Gally One?
That's in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's the one. I've gone there once. I was a panelist there. I really enjoyed myself. It was so wonderful. And I wish that there was something like that towards our way. I mean, we have the Chicago TARDIS and we've got the LA Hoop, but they're not quite as big as Gally One. And it's just, I would love it to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, Pensacola's got a lot of people. I didn't realize that Ethan Suplee is going to be there.
Kelly Yates is the artist, the Doctor Who artist.
Yes, from Titan Comics.
Yes.
Hello, Mark!
But if you really want eclectic, like, some really interesting names. Jerry Mathers, yep, Leave It to Beaver is going to be there.
Really?
Yes, Jerry Mathers is going to be there. And unfortunately, we lost Tony Dow last year.
Man, I might actually.
And if anybody remembers, speaking of which, the Doctor Who TV movie relation, Tony Dow was a sound engineer for the Doctor Who TV movie, if you want that relation. So yeah, there's your 6 degrees of Doctor Who.
Matthew Lillard's going to be there.
Matthew literally was just announced.
The real Shaggy.
Saying that it just hit and it doesn't do it. It didn't do anything. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, the numbers
Jonah are Ray the same. From MST3K.
Jeez, there's just like, Tom Arnold. Oh, well. Just a lot.
Carrie Means is just watching.
Carrie Means is going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, so he's doing better. Good. I heard he wasn't doing well at one point.
Yes, Sean Gunn's going to be there. Rocket Raccoon in the flesh mocap suit.
So, and the list, and they've just released a couple other names at Pensacon. So, I know it's.
Yeah,
huge.
Sean Gunn. Not James Gunn. My brain.
I just want to let you know we saw the interior when I was talking to the folks on making the arrangements for us. It's in like an arena.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's just like, it's. Think of your sporting event, and I'm just like, all the vendors are like in the middle.
Christian,
what's that?
Read this.
Trivers had a Q&A. You know, people would cosplay as his younger self and tell him how he felt about his
friend. I would dress.
I have done them.
I'd wear the wig, and I'd show up with my own like the little high, you know, the director's chair kind of beach chair stool. You know, where they're sitting up tall. I have that too. But like, let me ask you a question, sir. I'd bring my own. I don't know.
I would get
fan page thing.
Our 13th Doctor cosplayer, Faith Kelly.
I turned my head. What the heck just happened?
I neutrobombed you.
Again. You deserve it, big boy.
Ow.
I would bring Faith Kelly, dress her up as 13, and just dress up as Chibs and walk around just telling her constantly she's doing it wrong. That would be the whole cosplay right there.
And I would bring Katie because she was actually a Gally One, or excuse me, she was a Gally One, but recently she was at, there was a convention in Indiana, and she won for being the most lookalike, and her accent is like spot on too. Though Faith is really good too. So I'd have them both together because they're friends.
So Catherine Tate is going to be there too.
Wrong lever!
Yeah, Bernard Cribbins. I agree. I wish that hadn't happened. At least we'll get to see him though in the 60th anniversary.
Right, one last performance.
And I hope he managed to like film everything that he needed to film.
Mm-hmm. It's sad as I'm looking at all the guests now. And I'm like, man. I mean, there's I can't get over how many Doctor Who people are there.
There's so many.
You can still come.
I have a bunch of work stuff going on right now. A bunch of work stuff. I was trying to come.
But
we'll try. And I still want to try because Danhausen's going to be there, and now I want to see Danhausen.
I was trying to come, but they were so long in getting back to us that I couldn't make it work. So I'm a little bit sad about that.
I just never been there before, and I usually don't go because I've never seen. They do have eclectic doctors, but it's just like for me, it's about an 8-hour drive.
Ah.
And it's like, I'm one of those and make sure that everything's arranged, where I'm staying, what I'm doing, what panels, what am I bringing, all that stuff. Mark Robbins. Hey, man. Candyman. Did you know that the Doctor Who comic now showing in the Doctor Who magazine will be canon according to Russell's?
Yes. Really? Yes. Yes. I had heard that. Yeah. I had heard that.
All right.
What comic is it?
It's a comic that's in the Doctor Who magazine. It's specifically a 14th Doctor. And so it takes it from when he regenerated and it takes up to like the storyline that we're going to see in the 60th anniversary. So it gives a little bit more backstory. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why his clothes regenerated.
Yes, that is. And there's an explanation there why his clothes regenerated there. And then I see that Weber also said, I might have missed it, but my favorite Xenoblade voice actress is also a Doctor Who actress, Jenna Coleman, but she is an A-list now, so I don't know if she will be there. I didn't know that she was in Xenoblade. That's another reason why I would not want to play that game now.
She was an A-list.
Yeah.
Jen looking just to see. That was mean, sir.
Yes, that was. I was like, here I am thinking that I was going to blow, and here it blew out of the water, and I'm going to lose.
No. Damn.
No, it looks a little more like
dude, with one point on the table. With one little mealy point on the table.
Bourbon's going to be there.
That's so frustrating.
Okay, so I know you two are going to be leaving shortly. So, Mackenzie, you want to take it?
Do you want we have to go in 15 minutes. I can either try to do one more game in the middle, or we can leave Mackenzie and Christian to do their thing now.
I think I have time for one more game too, so let me go ahead and bring mine up.
Okay.
And
so it'll be Christian versus Mackenzie.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hiding again.
Yes.
I really felt that one.
Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Whoop. Yeah, we're just gonna put that up. And
everybody's gonna see my
So this is where I'm headed off, and where our
me too
is heading off. We're heading over to Earth Station Who on their Facebook page. There you can see facebook.com/group/Earth Station Who. They are also on YouTube, which I think is also Earth Station Who, although I've had a harder time finding them there.
Me too.
Yeah, but they are there on both of those things. We are going to be live. They don't do a lot of lives, but this will be live. And we will be talking about Disney, the move Disney Plus to Disney Plus by the Doctor. I've got some interesting thoughts. I surprising number of them being good. So we'll see what everyone else has to say in 45 minutes' time.
Mm. There you go. Let's check it out over there. Mackenzie, stop looking
at I, too, am here for the Game Wars.
I'm not looking at your cards. I'm looking at chat. Weber says, are you going to stay on and watch via stream? I don't participate in Facebook, so I can't join otherwise. Isn't it Earth Who not recorded live? So
This one will be live, but it will be recorded as well. So you'll still be able to go in. You just won't be able to chat.
Yeah. Let me see if I can't find their YouTube. Whatnot.
Yeah. Speaking normally, of which, they do live or record just straight recorded.
Speaking of which, right now, please youtube.com/TheLegendOfTheTravelingTARDIS get our numbers up and please help the algorithms. Like, share, comment, subscribe on YouTube, even on our Twitchers. If you can just pop on over there and just check out what we got. And I apologize, my head is turned a little bit.
There's the Traveling TARDIS's Twitch page. If you are watching on Twitch, you can certainly check out there. The regular show will air there more often. We have Mackenzie's Twitch right here. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie does all sorts of things, not just this show. And of course, there's my brand new Twitch. I'm going to have a thing going on tomorrow that is just an interview with Travis Hansen from Life of the Party, wonderful cartoonist. I'm going to take off my my banner because, you know, it's blocking half the information. But yes, tomorrow at 4 o'clock Mountain, which is 6 o'clock Eastern, I'll be having a chat with Travis. He is a comic book artist, a artist that has done many role-playing games, tabletop role-playing games. And we are going to have a chat about the open gaming license controversy that's going on. If you somehow managed to miss that happening in your feed, you clearly follow nothing to do with gaming. Basically, Wizards of the Coast is being stupid. And that's just the extent of how we're going to do that for now. But please tune in tomorrow, either on my Twitch or on my Facebook or wherever else. Other than that, the only thing I'm going to be putting on Twitch will probably be Worlds Apart. Mm-hmm.
I put in the chat for everybody's chats where the link is. Sorry that it's a funky link. Where they could watch it on YouTube. What we're going to be doing tonight with me and Dave for Doctor Who, Disney Takes on Doctor Who. Their channel is ESO Network on YouTube. So if you search ESO Network, that's it looks like a little red spaceship that'll take you to where it is, and you just go to where their live is, and that's the link. Good luck if you want to just try to attempt.
I know for myself, I'm thinking is if I could stream it from my channel, and I was thinking that recently I actually did a test stream where I tried recording the traveling from YouTube and throw it onto my Twitch so that I could use all my alerts and all that stuff, but it actually makes my screen like jump up and down, so it wouldn't look really good.
Oh, was that when we brought in I think he's meaning I brought on the feed of you guys doing a live when we at the same time as us doing a live.
And
we were basically we were just turkey shooting you guys and dubbing you over with what you were saying.
Mackenzie, something going on because I'm
amused at that.
Wait, guys. Mackenzie, something going on because the
TARDIS is stuck. It's not moving on my side.
Well, that's because this is player 9624. Is that you?
No, that's not me. Somebody jumped in.
Okay, somebody jumped in then.
Somebody jumped in and is not playing.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Well, nope.
Okay, well,
does that mean you are also playing a game separately, Christian?
I have no idea. I'm seeing player 962. I don't know what just happened.
Whose monitor is being shared here?
Mine.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What?
Oh, so that's got to be you.
It's got to be you. Yeah, well, I can pull up the cards, but the TARDIS is not moving. I mean, it should be coming back to me so I can play.
Okay, it is you. You're player 9624.
It's Mackenzie's.
Yeah, that's Mackenzie's turn right now. You're player 9624.
Right,
yeah.
But she's got zero glitched on the clock. It should be coming back.
Yeah, it should have automatically come back. It's true.
Oh, it's frozen on your end. I've been sending it back and forth multiple times.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's frozen.
I've seen this happen before. Hang on a second. I that's just sucked that that happened.
Yeah, like doing a reaction video for content. Yeah, like the Genshin live stream. Yeah. I actually wanted to do that. And then but then when I realized that I couldn't, when I tried recording, it didn't work. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work. You know, looks like, just looks bad.
Someone stream sniped you, Mackenzie?
No.
It was you, not knowing it was you.
Yeah, not knowing it was you. Yeah.
That's okay. I don't know what's going on here. Let me try to X out of it. I mean, for some odd reason, I'm able to still like tab to other screens and stuff.
Yeah, because I've been saying it back and forth, and
we're not.
Well, what happened is when I exit out of the screen and go and play it again, it puts me right back in. But for some reason, I'm stuck.
That's weird.
Randomly select cards.
Yeah, I even tried doing that. I did a window capture in OBS and it didn't work. My screen, like, literally, it looked like I was jumping up and down on a trampoline. It was awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah, because I tried doing that because originally with StreamYard, I wanted to go from my Twitch channel instead of using necessarily StreamYard and put the camera in from my OBS into StreamYard, but it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, I have to have a second camera so that one would go for OBS and then one would go to StreamYard. So it was like way too more complicated.
In theory, I could make it work because you could, if you had a split, like I've got, and I don't have it set up right now, but I've got a switcher box for multiple cameras, but I can actually input my second computer into that. So I could theoretically... So you could do it that way.
Okay.
So you'd have, you know, your OBS game, whatever you want over on that computer, StreamYard on this computer, and just make your camera here switch over.
Interesting.
I think you can also, they had a setting for a while that you could actually add a second camera in there, and I don't, add a second camera through that present button with the screen share.
Are you still playing that game? On his end, but not on mine. Just really.
So you're still taking that thing and going back and forth?
Yeah, I'm just going back and forth.
Let me see if I get back in. Maybe it stalled and something goofed on my end. Let me try to get back in. Give me one. I'll be right back. Hang on 1 second.
Oh well, it quit the game.
I was trying to time that. To make it
yeah,
look
it
like
quit the game.
That would have been brilliant.
Man, I was trying. I was trying so hard, my squeaky chair.
Oh, well.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, squeaky.
I had 4 cards on the play anyway. It would have been unfair by the time he came back.
Camera games. Yep.
Yep.
I'm here for it. Because you can't do that in Zoom because you don't know what everybody else is like.
Hi, Lucy!
Because everybody will be all over the damn place. Poke. Yep.
Yeah, I've done full-on like theater shows
Thank
in StreamYard. It's great.
And hello. And a bunch of emojis.
Yeah. Oh, now I like that like police type of thing there on which yeah.
It's so sad. It's like I don't know Twitch. Discord I know. I know Discord extremely well.
See, I'm still learning Discord. I just learned, today how to make rules that somebody has to agree to it before they can see the rest of the channel. I just learned how to do that.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. You can make it so that, you set them up the rules to everything, which channels they can see, what stuff they can do, all that kind of fun stuff. And plus, you can even have it so that bots set that stuff up for you, too.
Yeah.
Discord, I know.
Wow,
see, and I know how to load them emojis into that too.
In my Discord, so that I could make you a mod, so that somebody else can help me with putting this stuff together.
I'm already modding so many channels. Most of them Star Wars. Maybe someday.
I had a Discord. It got hacked. I got killed.
Oh, no,
and so I just like but I've never used it for anything. Like I've never had a good experience there. Not that I've had necessarily negative ones,
Yeah, I'm like you, Weber. Discord
is one thing
great,
that I don't need
for it. Yeah, I got things set up how I want things so far, and I still need to put all the information in, put all the bots, get that out, and train myself how to do all of it because I don't know how to do any of it. So I'm learning as I go.
A lot of it you can just kind of Google or go on YouTube and say, that's "Hey, how do I set this up?"
Yeah,
especially like all doing. The like Mimu and letting Mimu help you out with a bunch of things.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
And then also trying to at least get enough followers that would have Nitro to help boost your server too, so you can do more and more fun stuff. So it's not just coming out of your pocket.
You and I need to go away in, say, 3 to 5 minutes here, give or take.
Yeah, so we're supposed to be in studio at 7:45.
Do we want to put Christian on a 2 minute and 30
well, Christian's
second timer?
Back there, but...
Oh. If you get... Oh, is he back?
Well, he's there, but he's not
there
in,
he is.
So I don't
he's
know
almost
if he...
back.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't want to just pop him back into the channel if he doesn't want
all
to
right.
come back.
No, that's okay. I didn't see him pop back up there. I had my view scrolled down. Yes, he is. I had my backstage
pop
scrolled
back
down.
Up. That's okay.
So
I'll just end my stream a little bit early, and I will raid somebody. So it's no big deal.
No, I think we're okay.
Because I went later.
We'll give
I went
a few
later
minutes
last
to come in.
So.
Here he comes now. So let's
bye,
give
Majestic
this a try.
Babe.
Bye, Majestic Babe. Thank you for coming in and watching. Whatever this is.
Whatever this is, yeah. That's
yeah.
All right.
Welcome to whatever this nonsense is.
Well, see, that's
also,
why,
he's
I,
on
why I have a hashtag chaos is one of my hashtags right now.
Mute. There he goes. Now we can hear him.
All righty. Let's try this again.
Okay, you got 3 minutes. Go.
Well, so yeah. Basically what's going to happen is Melanie and I are going to go away, Christian. And leave you and Mackenzie.
Are you still playing the game, with Mackenzie? Are you?
No, it ended.
Oh, it ended.
Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you two start a new one. And when we leave, it'll be up to the two of you to do what you want.
Figure it.
Yes. Okay, which
and,
one
yeah,
of
figure it out,
those screens is mine?
And then after come up. To...
I think it. I thought it was this one.
That there's only one shared screen right now, and it is yours, Christian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, is
and now you're showing
through?
Everyone the thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you're that's showing right. everybody everything.
I mean, not that anyone really cares. If someone really wants to jump in and challenge us, which has happened,
I kicked the other one out.
Yeah, it has happened.
And it's you know what? I don't even care.
You kicked them both out. You fool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I just worked on doing that.
Sorry.
So yes, join Melanie and I here in a few minutes over here. We'll be up in about a half an hour.
You know what?
And tomorrow, I'm going, Kristen's still fixing stuff. I'll be live again with...
No, he's
kicking me out, you fool.
Huh?
Well, somebody kicked one of the screens out, so now I had to reboot to go back to screen.
Oh, no.
Or Mackenzie can share hers. I mean,
we
established that's a thing you can do.
I can see it on my end. It just says connecting.
Well, you are.
Yeah, so the,
are you able to share a screen, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Established you we'll could.
Go for it.
Today's candy is brought to you by Brax.
Yay!
And before I ask, no, Mark, I have not had a chance to edit out their stupid videos that we filmed while I was in London, and I feel like garbage about it. But before he comes on and brings up candy.
G4. Weird. It's not letting me see. I can. It's only allowing me to share my Twitch. It's not letting me. Oh, here we go. Maybe this will work. Ah, here we go. Okay.
There we go. All right. We are up and running.
Cool.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, I did all that on mute. No one heard me sing. Darn.
There we go.
Okay. Problem with this is I can't look at the screen or else I'm seeing Mackenzie play.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing.
Sit this
so don't look at the screen.
Well, I can't see chats or anything.
I will read them to you. Mark says, candy.
Yeah, we have super quality chats. So if you are watching us on YouTube right now,
that was mean to
please
Mark.
Please do. You can see our subscribe down at the very bottom there. If you are watching on Twitch, because we are going to be doing more Twitch stuff, because we're going to be playing this game more often, and Twitch is the appropriate place to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not already subscribed, we have twitch.tv/travelingtardis for Christian and the main show, and even our regularly scheduled talk show interviews, reviews, everything will also go up there most of the time. And then we've got Mackenzie, who is also playing this game right now, and you has most of probably the people watching on Twitch right now are already subscribed to Mackenzie. And if you're not, go subscribe to twitch.tv/MackenzieFloor. And there's me, twitch.tv/TheRatHole, DOTCA, TheRatHole.ca, because Twitch is one of those places that doesn't like putting a period into the middle of their usernames.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that, but whatever.
I agree with Weber there. Twitch is for gamers.
See, I should start a Twitch just so that everyone could see my mother play. She's 77 years old, and she's learning Skyrim and Call of Duty because she wanted a fantasy game and a shoot-'em-up game. And it's hilarious with her little crone hands. Also, the fact that she calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning because she gets stuck in certain things and wakes me up so that I can walk her through things because she doesn't understand YouTube or game facts or other walkthroughs.
That does sound amazing. There is a older lady that plays World of Warcraft, and I think she's in her 70s, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, and she also does that.
Oh, and my mother curses like a sailor. The F-bomb is like hello in Italian, so.
We should have her on.
Oh, good Lord. That's the only bad thing. She wouldn't want her face being shown, so I think that would be great.
We can do it. We just have her audio going.
Oh, really, do it.
Really a bunch of disclaimers going on.
Weber says, I'm trying to convince my 74-year-old dad to stream, but he won't take the bait. I swear he should. What games does he play? Period. LOLOL. So American. It is full stop or dot. LOLOL. Oi! No, it's not. It's period, because we put a period at the end of the sentence. Don't put a dot at the end of the sentence.
Dot.
Microsoft Flight Sim only. He was a
pilot. Oh,
did you know? I have seen so many like different like flight simulator ones.
Yeah, there's so many.
People are just watching people fly. And if he was a pilot, that would be amazing. If he goes through some of his old flight paths and starts talking, just whatever memories he wants to.
Give
just
it back
pull
to me,
Mackenzie,
so I can hurt
be amazing.
You.
Oh, my bad. I was looking at chat.
He has a full setup with all the panels and stuff. Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh,
they have quests
now,
and he loves it. I want to see that. Tell him to get one. I want to watch. I want to watch piloting. That's cool.
That is really cool.
I actually want to learn how to fly. Just like, you know, little Cessna stuff. I started doing the Civilian Air Patrol, but then I had to stop because I went to... went more into arts programs in school. Didn't have the time. Anyway, there's more
fly with me. Really?
Wait. Yes, really.
Oh, I see.
Yes, really. Absolutely. Yeah, what on earth are you talking about? Because you're not looking at a monitor.
No, she made a decision and then she canceled it.
Thank you for the.
Yeah, I was going to attack and then I realized that was pointless for me to do that, so I canceled it.
Neat.
Lock it.
Oh, there we go. Now I've got it split.
There we go.
I'm also trying to figure out the whole, you know, stream managing thing. It's like,
yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Now I see. So yes, Weber 13 had subscribed a little bit earlier, and I missed it. But I thank you.
Yeah, but see, all my stuff is more on my Instagram page, and that's more or less stories and reels and time lapse videos and stuff like that. That's where more or less my stuff is kind of my personal stuff. Like right now, my cosplay going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm going stupid.
No, that's okay. There are people who do use Instagram on Twitch. There is a sci-fi. Or not sci-fi is not the right word, but like a face-off. There's a person on here that's a cosplayer, but she also does her own makeup. She's like a makeup artist, and she does it on stream, and she uses her Instagram showing. That's where she promotes everything, and then everybody comes to watch her actually do it. Like so, painting that you did for your paintings, people came in, and one of my favorite streamers, What If Julia, she actually does some Bob Ross paintings every now and then on her stream. So she'll that. And people come in and they love watching that stuff. So yeah, you definitely got stuff for a channel.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Barbara says, I love her painting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That last one took my breath away. I'm just like, wow.
And of course, got to get those follows for YouTube.
Yep. And also for Twitch. And not only that, if you decide that you want to make a stream here, Melanie, I actually have a group that you could join that can help you. It's actually, there's the same group that it's the Potato Bomb Squad. They are like a family and they help and encourage you and help you know how to set up your screen, your stream correctly and get people to view. And yeah, so it's awesome. Get you to affiliate, get any goals you want to make. It's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Remember, if you're feeling like following things on YouTube as well, youtube.com/theradhole.dotca. That's the YouTube channel for me. Just saying.
Yeah.
I do have more content on the YouTube channel than on the Twitch TV. Twitch will be, like I said, this and occasionally some live interviews. Whereas YouTube also has some of my staff do occasional interviews there. We've got a miniature painting program that goes every week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So feel free to follow there as well at the. Where are we at?
Yeah.
We are about a minute and a half from having to bomb out of here, I think, Melanie. Give or take.
About a minute.
Yeah, and
it's right now, all my life is talking just about PBS saying
it's so positive and supportive, and I agree 100%. He's actually one of the ones that I recruited, if I may dare say, for PBS.
Hey, it worked. Thank you, Weber, for the YouTube subscription. It just dinged at me. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, he says anytime. Everything
very
right now
much
for
need
me
the,
is...
I'm trying to get more video stuff out there. The rathole.ca is primarily written content. Yes, it's a little bit on the old school, but it makes it a little bit harder to get those follows, to get those shares, you know.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitch, or Facebook and Twitter and all that thing. Great. But yeah, it's a little bit harder. You don't have the video stuff. You know, something just blipped at us.
I meant to do that. Another...
Okay.
Yeah,
No. Don't take it out.
I'm not doing anything.
Nope, not touching it. Not touching it.
No one's touching anything.
No touchy.
So while we're into the no touchy. While we're doing the whole no touchy thing, our guest that was supposed to be this week, who's going to be next week, not only wrote the Doctor Who movie, but also wrote The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh.
Yes. And that's, for the longest time, that was my favorite Disney cartoon.
You ever read the backstory of Emperor's New Groove?
Yes. There were the Emperor of Light or something, or the original title for it. I forget what it was called.
Emperor of the Sun, and how it just devolved and turned into just basically a, hey, we're gonna make a whole improv movie. I mean, they didn't have a script.
Wow. It's crazy.
I mean, they did have a script, but
tossed it out the window, and then when the MPAA, came in and said, hey, we need a copy of the script in order, then they had to just basically give them a whole stack of file folders and said, here you go. It's in bits and pieces. It's not in script format. Enjoy. I can't wait to pick his brain.
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever. Clunk. Run, lever. I love her. The kid so goddamn much. Bless.
Yeah, it's over. He says, it's all coming together. Cronk. Oh, that wasn't nice.
That poison. the poison for the Daleks. Poison for the Daleks to kill the Daleks, and I can't remember
kill
the
whole Daleks, speech. Kill the Daleks, we're Daleks.
Bring them out.
All right, I am going to step out at this point.
Yep, you guys gotta go.
So, once again, just
bye, everyone. And let me bring out a card and then say,
when these guys are done, please stop over to Earth Station to check out me and Melanie. And
for whatever reason, it does that on the Dalek soldiers. I'm not exactly, you put it down and automatically it blocks.
Yeah.
I have no idea why that's even a thing.
And this didn't even have anything to block, and it just said block. Like, okay, that didn't make any sense.
I'm going to try to see if I can switch the screens, if that's all right.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I mean, you can keep playing. I'm just going to try and switch the screen. It was working fine earlier, and it didn't seem to have any problem. And it turned out when I was going down to pick up the cards, the cursor wanted me to go all the way down.
Oh, that's why
it's like it wouldn't let me just touch the top. It was like it wanted this to happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm also, while you're figuring that out, I'm going to plug in my PSA is that this weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will be at Confusion. For anybody who may be listening to the stream from Michigan, I'll be at Confusion. It's going to be at Sheridan off of Hagerty. It's the same building or hotel that does Motor City Comic Con in May. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I will be doing a panel Friday at 6 p.m. I'll be talking about how to adapt your book for a book, if you wanted to do it for a film or TV. And then Saturday, I'm talking about like cosplay on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Also doing more talking about like the things that people could have done or should have done for doing better for an adaptation. And then on Sunday, I'm doing a Doctor Who panel by myself. So woo! I don't even know if anybody's going to show up I because it wasn't in the schedule. It just got added. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know if anyone's going to show up. So yeah, Sunday I'll be doing a panel by myself.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Oh, Weber says that, bye, Sophie. She said, bye, everyone. And Weber says, I got to ask Mackenzie, are you going to be pulling in Genshin on stream? Yes, I definitely am going to be. Are you talking about, like, the live stream stuff that's going to be happening with the, like, the lantern? Are you talking about that? If so, yes, I do plan on going live for the 3.4. Okay. I'm not sure. Oh, you're just pulling for Al? Yeah, I haven't decided whether I'm going to pull for him or if I'm going to hold off. I probably should because I only have...
Hi, Sophie. Sorry, Sophie.
I only have Traveler for Dendro and then I've got Kale for Dendro. So I don't really have a big major person. And I kind of like him because he's set up similar to how Ka-Ching is. So I kind of wanted... I do. I'm just confused about the time. Is that tonight? Or is that tomorrow night? I get that always. Oh, you have Naida. Oh, so you don't plan on pulling for him.
Okay, I'm just getting up to the chats because now I can see the screen. Because I didn't want to look at... If I look to my right, I'm looking at Mackenzie's cards and I didn't want to cheat at that. Look at all that bacon.
So yeah, tonight, 3 hours. Awesome. Yeah, I might go on live and do like a pull because I'm at 70 and the way my account, I don't know why, my alt account is like this. I have, for each patch, I have had to go up to wish 88 just to hit 50-50. And I'm at 70 right now, so I think I have like 20 wishes put aside. So I have enough that I can go into the 50-50 and see what happens one way or the other. And then I guess I could figure from there which way I'm going to go because I like his weapon. But I also want to, now that Yelan and Hu Tao have been announced, so I can finally talk about that. You don't have any soft pity for your alt account? Yeah. Or you talk about my alt account. Yeah, no soft pity. I have not hit soft pity at all. I don't know. I don't understand at all why. No soft pity. It's gone. I've had to go 88 every time. And if I win the 50-50, then it's been that 88 number. I don't know why it is. So yeah, if you're planning on streaming tonight, I will definitely jump in there and who knows? You know, you could always do my polls too. I wouldn't mind that. Sekapoko does polls if you're open to that.
Try to see if we can.
Don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah, you like it. You'll like it and you'll love it. And since everybody's given a plug, please, youtube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Don't forget to sign up, subscribe, check out all of our. Yeah, playing a game and also doing this and doing the chats is not. It's not my idea of fun out there, but it's enjoyable. YouTube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Also, please make sure, before you go, if you're leaving, if you're coming in, like, share, subscribe, and comment. Ow! Really?
Awesome. He said, if you want, I can definitely pull in your account. I'm not sure why it works, but sometimes that is the way to get the luck. I think it is. I really do.
I don't really have a choice here. I haven't been paying attention. I've been worried too much of my tech screwing up so badly. Okay.
I just threw away Dalek's casing for no reason.
I do that all the time. There we go. One.
Oh, we got bacon on your end now, too.
Yeah. Oh,
and some Dr. Rebels.
Oh, but I got that bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for this. Well, I've had so many high cards that the low cards finally show up. And I finally got some high on trend energy. I'm like, damn it. Thank you for showing up at the last minute when I don't need you.
That's how it always goes, you know.
There you go. Make sure you're like, sharing, and subscribing on our YouTube channel. And also, we're on TikTok. I almost forgot. At the Traveling TARDIS. And if you want to sign up and try this game out.
That's what I need to get started.
There you go. Let me go ahead and put this back into the chats one more time. So if you want to play the game, it is fun to play. And let me know. And if you send me a message and I just happen to be available, by all means, I'll play with you. End. Oh, damn it.
No, so he said that my youngest is on TikTok, but I am not. I'm on there, but I only have one video because I couldn't figure out what to put on there. But I'm going to make like some shorts of streams and put them on there until I get affiliate. Well, not even until I get affiliate, but just do it there just to build something.
There you go. And of course, Facebook, if you want to be with a bunch of Whovians, 65,000 strong, and we are really close to 66. We are not too far off from that beautiful number. Subscribe over Facebook.com, The Traveling TARDIS. We're basically, I hate you. I hate the Cybermen can do that. It's just like one. Even though it's just like one, it's like, that's too many.
Yeah, posting shorts is supposed to be a thing that works. Yeah, it definitely is. I could say that from the Traveling TARDIS. Ever since Christian started doing these shorts on, do you do it on TikTok and YouTube, or do you do it just on TikTok?
I do it on TikTok, and then I upload them to YouTube.
Yeah, and that's brought us a lot of views, at least. I would think that it brought us some subscribers.
They come for the likes, but I mean, they come for the views. But I don't know if they stick around so long. Really? I really don't know what to do here. Yep, let's do that. It's time for you to start losing.
And Tom said, hashtag obsession.
Yeah, it is. Trust. I mean, when we play these games, look, we've almost been here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And how many games we played? Like 4 or 5? That's it?
I think so. Something like that. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's just like,
This is an all day affair. I think there's one day we will just once this is all worked out and we figure out all these little ditties, that we'll come online and just do like a marathon.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely have to do something with the community and having like a big day of.
We will. Like I said, when we get with Mort and the team, we will definitely come up with something. It scares me that our subscriber count is 2666.
Don't say it out loud. Somebody now has to subscribe because that's an evil number.
Yeah.
Oh, well, only I should say it. Only Westerns think it's an evil number. I believe that it's not superstitious in the East.
Get it. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do?
Oh, 616 is the other number, Weber says. Oh, okay. Oh, and then Tom is just going, ow, ow,
ow. Ow, ow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to ask Mort if I get to have that put on my account every time I get hit. Ow, ow,
ow. Ow, ow, ow. That would be
just
funny.
Me going, ow, 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 ow.
That's right, hashtag guru. Jeez Louise.
Weber said that would be a great sound alert. Yeah, we could. I could totally make a sound alert of you just saying ow and put it in. We have it as a biddy. We can set it and make it a biddy so that people can hit ow every time.
Speaking of ow.
Yeah, speaking of ow. Jeez.
There you go. Have fun with that. That would be a great sound alert. Ow, 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 ow. Somebody just record one of my episodes and just say ow, ow, ow the whole time. Just record it. That's just terrible. Me, just me, 10 hours of me saying ow, 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 ow.
Or somebody could clip it in stream and just get you to say ow, 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 ow.
You're going to get 12 Archon, right? Yep, I told you. Embarrassing. You know what's scary? The best of my card says you have to go out. There are.
Oh,
there.
No.
I'm like, you think that's an army? Wait. Wait until I come back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Defends.
Tom said, yeah, clip it. Dave will run it all day long.
See, look at that. You put it down, it's already ready to block. It's already going like, yeah. Don't play me.
Yeah.
Don't play me yet.
I don't get that. Why it automatically does that?
So there, I blocked.
Yeah,
you blocked. And I push the button and send it back. Wait a minute. I want to read something. Let me see if there's something here. With that card.
Just to say I'm not gaining a
this
plus
creature
two.
Must block, ignores card abilities that would prevent this card from blocking. Okay.
Yeah, and it's one of those, if you had that card, it doesn't do any damage. I've noticed that. So if you only had that on the board, it doesn't do any damage.
Well, I think the whole purpose is if, let's say, you were ready to attack and I was able to put a card in, I can put him down and he can automatically block. That's all I can think about what that card is. God. Yeah, I guess. Wasn't ready for him yet, but let's just put him out there. There we go.
I love how my Dalek automatically just blocked right off.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, huh? Bonk. There you go. Bonk. Bonk. Bunk. Bunk, 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 bunk. That's beautiful. Oh, well, I can't do anything. I don't even know why that's a turn. Just go back and give you the 12. Be done with it.
Exterminate.
Really? You bum. I hate you.
Dave will run along. Ow, 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 ow.
Boink. Like that exterminate is going to be a bit. That definitely would. Unless that goes against Twitch TOS. I don't know. I don't know if that would go against Twitch TOS.
Give me back so I can hurt you. Really? Is this the choices? Okay, fine. One. Let's do
that. At least it's something. Oh, okay, an Escaro.
And let's do that. Okay, your turn.
Just because, you know.
Oh, whatever. Attack. Just attack. Why are we even having this debate? Why was this a thing? Just attack.
That was my reaction phase because I couldn't attack even if I wanted to.
Well, you got two nuclear bombs. Let's use them all. Let's go. Let's go for it. Come on. Give it back. I want my points. I guess I'm blocking.
Tom's like, bonk. Or no, boink.
Boink, boink. Boink, boink. All right, have fun with that. Ow. Please give me a card when you come back. Give me something. Oh, thank you.
Like a big dinosaur?
Not really, but that's big enough.
Yeah, it works.
It works. Good night. What am I supposed to do? Okay, bump, bump. Get rid of him. Hi. You come here often? There you go. There's your 12. There's your nuclear bomb. What do you got? What do you got?
Nothing too exciting. I mean, I got that.
That's still painful when I've got five. Do you do anything? All right, fine. Pass. I really don't know what I'm going to do. Really don't know what I'm going to do here. So, there we go. Does that do anything? Are you just... Okay, good.
I was wondering that. It's like, what does
like, it didn't do it to the front Cyberman, but no. It did it to the left Cyberman. So I'm like, is there a certain... Wait, I got to read up. Let me see something here. Yeah, I mean, you can play, but I'm just...
Exterminate. Well, it was confusing damage. To me, too, because of how it says, you know, when you originally play, it says exterminate. So I'm thinking, well, are you...
Well, wait a minute. Deals damage equal to the creature's attack to the weakest enemy creature, which would have been your other Cyberman. Then stun the creature. Exterminate can be triggered and also triggered if this creature is already stunned. Stun can't attack or block until your next turn. Okay, so... We're at an impasse. Here's your points back. There you go. Have fun. Throw your dirty bomb at me. That wasn't a dirty bomb. I see how you are. Okay. Am I supposed to block you? Is this the thing? Oh, you can't block. Oh, I'm going to get hit. Great. Ow. I forgot that he's basically only use if like if I had a dinosaur or something in front of me then I could hurt you, but other than that he's useless.
He's pretty much useless.
Alright, send him to me.
But you can attack with it. That's the weirdest thing about it is you can't block, but you can attack.
Well, I've lost the game. There's no way. There is no way to win here. Shut up. That's the only thing I can think of.
It works. You gotta do
something. Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, if I had something else, I have something, but something's got to happen for all of it to work. See? Now I've got, now you've got the one Cyberman who all he has to do is make one move. That's it.
Yeah.
So nothing to block him. And that was my word. There you go. 12 points. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
So you won. There's nothing I can do. I mean, that didn't help either.
It's just like, exterminate!
Can you see your screen?
Yeah.
Look what I have left. That's what I wanted to use.
What did you, I can't see your, Yeah.
But you had three on the board, so I mean, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing to.
The funny thing is, I had one of those in my hand, too.
You have a nuke, a nuke in your hand?
Yeah, I have a nuke in my hand.
Okay, one more, and I'm calling it a night. So, if you haven't already, rejoin. No. Private match.
Of course, this is gonna have. How do I do this without showing everything? I guess.
Well, and I can't. I mean, I can't see yours.
Oh, you can't see mine?
No, I took your screen out.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. Because I'm like, how do I do this without?
No, no, no. I took yours completely out. This is mine now.
Oh, okay, good.
So right now, subscribe to the. Please get me off of 2666. It's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. You know what? They're not going to subscribe just for the mere fact you're like, no, he can suffer. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. I see five thumbs up. Give it a little more. Give us some love in here. Next week, for those of you just joining us or watching and play the game, we're going to have Matthew Jacobs. He put a documentary out, Doctor Who Am I? And he is the producer and the writer and the co-producer of the Doctor Who TV movie. So... yeah, why don't we give him some high cards out here to start off with? Jesus. Get rid of that nonsense. Dum da dum da dum da dum. I'm going to block. Yep, I'm going to block. Boop. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, why didn't you do anything? Really? You can't, you won't
let me. I don't, and I have those cards.
That's why.
Well, it's just like, I hate it when it does that. I'm just like, so what's the point of that? So there you go. There you go. No, okay, now you're in your main phase.
Yeah, now I'm in my main phase. And that's what I was trying to do, and I realized, oh, I'm on the reaction phase. No wonder I can't play anything.
Somebody escaped and no one caught it. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm going to get my ass kicked. Come on, guys, just block. Do what you do best. I wonder sometimes if it's just not even worthy playing and just something like that, but I have to stop you somehow.
Yeah, you have to somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I supposed to do with zero?
Stare at it. Look, it's pretty. No, I take
change. I just got an email from Stream Lily. I'm like, oh yes, that reminds me. I need to go to Stream Lily and get my sign up to get Kaylee Mills's autograph so I can put a ka-ching thing on my wall. Yeah. Okay. There's not a lot of Genshin Impact. There's not a lot of Kuching main. So I connected with Kaylee. Yes. I want to say maybe 3 or 4 months ago. know, it's around the same time I connected with D-Tune, and he followed me, and then she followed me, and yeah, kind of went from there. So I said, oh, you're doing extremely good. I can finally get the autograph that I've been needing to get because I haven't been able to afford it. Nothing there.
Get your
love Ka-Ching, but you don't main her. Yeah, there's not a lot of people who main her. I don't think a lot of people do because she gets a lot of a bad rep. People don't know how to build her properly. And if you ever seen my gameplay, I use the thing with the different abilities, the over, with the different elements. Yeah, definitely. Ka-Ching, love Ganyu forever. Yes, I love Ganyu too. I don't know what to do here. I guess we'll go that route. I didn't want to put it there, but okay.
Guys are blocked already. It's like block.
Yeah, what am I going to do with two Archon energies? Have fun with that. Ouch. Yep, that's good. Give me my 12 points so I can do some damage here.
Yeah, so you can do something.
I just really hate how they got me lined up right now. Jesus. Oh, I can't even do that. Dang it. That's all I can do. There you go.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do. Bye. It's really in a weird spot. Unless I get a high card, these cards are just staring at me going, you suck.
I can do is that, and I can't put an adjacent one because there's already an adjacent one. So Weber, who do you main on Genshin Impact? I know you have Yelan. She's my other. I main her along with Yomiya. Who do you main?
And what does main mean again? I'm sorry. I was just...
Like main is your main character. Who do you play as?
Oh, okay.
Genshin allows you to play up to four characters at one time in your team, so you can technically have like two main characters, and then you have your sub characters.
And for those of you who are watching right now, subscribe youtube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Like us, share, comment, and subscribe on our Facebook channel. And just in case, just for a little fun, I'm just going to play this because I can finally play this on the computer right now. I'll show you exactly what we're playing, just to give you an idea while we're playing.
And he says, yeah, definitely hurt. Yeah. He said he doesn't main anyone. He has 10 parties that he juggles. Wow. Cool vid. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's actually outdated, though. That was when, was it that? That was the video they gave us, I think, was it last year or maybe even the year before? don't know.
If there's one person on this channel that hasn't subscribed to YouTube, please do. I'm tired of looking at 666 all day.
I do not like this. Green eggs and ham. I do not like this animal. Oh, this was my turn the whole time?
Can you kick me in the head when I'm not looking? I'm sorry. I'm doing chats and everything.
So am I.
Yeah, I had the pre-launch video, but I'm putting them up. Then I run a commercial. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm about to lose. Which I couldn't do anything. Anyway.
Yeah, I had a pre-launch vid feeling. Yeah, it definitely was. The game, so there's two different portions of the game. There's the public, which is what we're playing right now. And then there is, I forget what they call the other one, platinum or private. I forget what they call the other one. And that's when you, if you have a founder's token, you could play that. And it has cards that you could have gotten from like the, in the web store or bought as NFT cards. And you can play those cards. A lot of them, they found that after they made them, they didn't work when they actually like put them in the game, so they had to kind of go back to the drawing board and change some of the cards around. So that's why there's two different areas, and in result it ended up delaying the whole version of the game, but you can still play it, so at least you can still do that.
Oh yay, an eight, finally. I can use an eight. Is this really worth it? Really? Okay, fine. I don't have a choice. Do I? I don't have a choice in the matter. Have fun with that. Can I do that? Oh, I've got no points, so I can't do that. No. Go ahead, put your bomb out there. Just watch a couple. This is embarrassing already.
Well, you haven't lost yet.
What's that?
I said you haven't lost yet.
Yeah, you only got four Cybermen on the board. Now this painful POS dollar. You're not. Oh, that's right. I can't do anything. Damn it. I'm just being chipped away. It's like one thing if you're going to kill me. It's another thing if just like, 1, 3, 2, 1. Do 12, do 15.
Well, what I've learned is that even if you're at 11 and the other person's at 30, you can still lose.
Yeah, you can still.
I need to somehow figure out how to beat him because he keeps beating me. Yeah. Okay. And I'll agree with Tom's comment. He said kick.
I'm just not having a good night on this game. I need to really rethink my stack, I think.
Well, at least I'm feeling pretty good with this game today overall, because I know in my Genshin TCG I lost, like, I don't remember how many games in a row I lost. I think six to eight to the same thing. I was trying to beat there's this monster that has Dendro and it's like a bird, and Weber will know who I'm talking about. I don't know how to beat that character. He's like OP in the card game. I can beat it in the main game, but that character is like OP. Yes, quick and chicken. I can't figure out how to beat it. I can't figure it out. Oh, you have a vid on your YouTube. Okay, I will definitely check it out. Because, yeah, I'm stuck. I got it down to one, like a couple games, and it came back and got me.
I'm still trying to figure out how the Octron energy is distributed. That's really...
It is. That's confusing, too.
I wonder if there's a way to get more, or... I've beaten every challenge. I got too many voices talking to me. Of course you do. Hashtag guru. Everybody's on Twitch right now. Yeah. Forget YouTube all of a sudden.
And you poisoned my Dalek. You are
just not cool. I poisoned a Dalek.
You're just not cool right now.
You've beaten every challenge. That's incredible. Wow. You could probably even help me with the I'm in for Liwa. I am missing 4 of those things for the statue. I can't find them to save my life. I think I've looked everywhere and I have not found them yet. And they're probably somewhere just in an obscure spot. And I just haven't found them.
Give me something so I can do some damage for once in my life. You know, you can't do anything. There you go.
Yeah, there you
go. What just happened there?
Apparently we killed each other somehow.
I don't know.
Yeah. Too many pages is what Tom said. Yeah. Yeah. If you have too many tabs open, Tom, you can actually mute if like on Twitch, you could have multiple tabs up to, I believe it's up to 3 tabs of streams open. You can mute them, not the voices, but the top tab. You can mute that. And it still counts as a view. So you can do that and still wander around as you've been doing.
Damn, I just want to hit you once. I don't care if I don't know anything. I just want to hit you once. Just once. I want to hit you tonight.
Have you not yet?
No, you're still 30. That's what's pissing me off.
Oh, jeez. I thought you hit me in the last game.
Nope. Well, I hit you in the last game, but I haven't hit you at all in this game. You've had your little like minions have just been doing their, like I said, you go 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2. That built up after a while because I had all the big 5, 7s, 8s, and I was like, God, I can't even play these.
Well, that was interesting. I didn't know I could do that in a reaction and just have it there.
What'd you do?
I put in one of those like, I don't remember what card that was. Yeah.
What, you blocked his attack?
Yeah, I blocked his attack. Thank you, Poppy Man. Thank you so much. Tap. He just said, I just want to give you a heads up. Your settings don't allow. Oh, I got a PBS member to raid you, but it's not possible. Really? Oh, you know what? It's not my settings. I have a feeling it's at least I don't think it is. I haven't turned that off. So I don't know. Where do you go to turn that? That's strange.
What was that dialogue? I didn't understand what was going on there.
Oh, I was going to get a raid, but something's wrong in my settings. That something is blocking settings, and I don't understand what it is. Huh. Really strange. I don't know what that was. Yeah, he said he doesn't know. I'm not the first person that's had this problem. He'll ask around and find a fix later. Yeah, because I haven't done anything to turn off that I'm aware of anyway.
Wait, what just happened there? Did it come back? I'm going to put up your screen. Put your cards down for a second. Did it come back to me?
Yeah, it came back to you.
But it didn't come back to me on my screen. It's still frozen. Look where it's at.
Oh, it again. It's frozen again.
Okay, let me X out. Okay. Huh. So we got a new problem, though.
Yeah, and I'm trying. I wonder what it could be that would make such a glitch like that.
Because
there's somewhere that you can set for like how many people can raid you and how raid and all that. And I didn't do anything to change that. Is it under moderation? No.
I'm going to try to reboot and see what happens.
Maybe.
I'm reloading right now. Hopefully, it'll let me join.
Well, that's weird. Well, that would explain why I haven't gotten any raids in the last couple of days if my settings suddenly have been changed roughly. Thank you, Twitch, for whatever happened.
Okay, I can't. Okay, here we go. just kick it back and forth. Maybe I'll come back. I don't know what happened to my laptop. It was working the last time we did this. And it's awfully bad.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. How is it allowing me to do that?
Doing what?
I just put down a Dalek and a pig during the second phase.
You had an Autron.
I thought you could only put down creatures like that during the main phase. So I'm really confused what's going on. I'm confused about the raid thing, and now I'm confused about that.
I'm getting my butt kicked anyway. We'll call it a draw.
What's the funny part about it is, too, before I started playing, I actually shut down my laptop completely, rebooted it, restarted everything.
So I have, for raids, my settings is allowed for raids for channels that meet the following requirements, have a minimum of one, and the account age. Oh, maybe it's the account age, because I have a minimum account age, and they have to be around for 30 days. So that might be why whoever it was that was trying to raid me couldn't raid. If I change that maybe to zero, maybe that will fix that. Oh, nope, it can't. It has to be 30. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, you have yours set at 30 as well. Yeah, that was the minimum. Apparently, you can't do anything less than that. And I have it set as a minimum of they have to have one, which would be themselves, is how I interpret that. That's what my settings are. So I don't know why somebody couldn't raid.
Okay, so I'm connecting.
Why does that?
Oh, okay, hang on.
That looks weird. Okay.
Were you just killing me when I wasn't looking? Is that what it was?
Apparently, I've just kind of been just.
Well, I'm back. Yeah. Oh, reaction fail. Oh, well, you've been kicking my rear end, so I couldn't see anything.
Well, it was during the secondary phase, I laid down two cards, and then I put down a card that killed another on the opposite side of the board. This has just been a weird game.
So I'm going to get my butt kicked. Okay, fine. Well,
but I appreciate Poppy looking into it. Yeah, because I don't know what it's. I haven't changed a thing in my settings, so I appreciate you looking into it. I have a feeling it's probably some type of Twitch glitch.
This is going to be embarrassing. What's going to happen next? You were filling up the rows. You're just like, wait until he comes back.
Yeah, I just have everything filled here. Oh, Storm Cage.
Well, I really am just going to lose because there's nothing I can do defend against this. There we go.
Oh, that was interesting. A Dalek Mayhem. I don't think I've seen that card before.
Yeah, well, this is not helping. That basically knocked one out of five. So I'm just like, let's add the bomb, which nice, is right now just nothing.
Weber says Twitch must not like small streamers that much. It seems that way. It really does seem that way.
And you know the funny part about what happened is that when I came online, it doesn't say Traveling Tars. It says Player 9624. The same thing.
Oh no! Huh.
So
I wonder if the game's glitching there on your end. Well, it must be because it's not recording you. I'm going to probably after stream. Well, I'm going to attempt to raid somebody to see if I run into the same problem. And then
I mean, this game is dead.
Yeah. And then what I'll do then?
I mean, it doesn't even matter.
I'll throw my heist card out just because you're dead. And then I'm going to do a, I'm going to do a search.
Can I do a power?
See if I can there's nothing else I can
do at this point. There we go. Bang. Bang.
Yeah.
I
exterminate.
Lost
on
a technicality, a real technicality there. All right. We're going in the evening.
Yeah.
Everybody joined us. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and let me go ahead and take you offline there.
Yeah. There we go.
All righty. So, reminder for everybody, this weekend, Central Florida Comic Con. Let me go ahead and take a few of these things off stream. First of all, let me take that. Type in your Twitch channel quick.
Sure.
Thanks. While you're doing that, I know this StreamYard works, so let me go ahead and present some screens out here. First of all, Central Florida Comic Con is this weekend. It's taking place of the 21st and 22nd at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland, Florida. These are all the celebrities that are going to be out there, including we're going to be hosting one panel for Doctor Who, but we're going to be out there all weekend long. So definitely want to check us out. Go to centralfloridacomiccon.com. This is in Lakeland, Florida at the RP Funding Center. Tickets are still open, even VIP passes. It's really cool. It's a nice little, it's a nice little destination if you want to check it out. Oh, okay. Hang on.
It's also in my.
Oh, no, I'm going to put it in the whole chat. No one can see it. People can paste and copy. So check us out there at Central Florida Comic Con. Well, even. Even StreamYard's screwing up out there.
Well, so maybe StreamYard is responsible for this raid thing that can't happen.
Possibly. the next convention that we are going to be at is Pensacon. And this will be taking place February 24th through the 26th at in Pensacola, Florida. You can just go to Pensacon, PENSACON.com. This is the guest list. And right now, from the last count, we have about between 14 and 16 celebrities from Doctor Who, including Colin Baker, Christopher Eccleston, Catherine Tate, Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, Janet Fielding, John Barrowman, Kevin McNally. The list goes on and on and on and on. Sophie Aldred, Peter Davison. I couldn't miss out on that one.
Yes.
And we will be hosting a Doctor Who panel every single day of Pensacon. So just make you aware of the situation. You can go to pensacon.com. This is the guest list. Prices and tickets are available. And I don't know why I took it down. Hang on one second. No, not that one. There we go. Let me take that and add this. Sorry, I'm skipping around, but our team already left us to do some other show.
Right.
Nice of them. MegaCon, Orlando, March 30th through April 2nd. 4 days, all MegaCon weekend. Right now, there's your guest list. I'm sorry. I'm sure that's going to get a lot bigger as we get closer to the event. But so far we have Star Trek's, there's going to be a ton of, so far, voice actors. But Ethan Peck and Anson Mount from Star Trek Strange New Worlds will be out there, including Steve Burns from Blue's Clues will be out there so far. That list, I guarantee you, will be a lot. I'm hoping for some Doctor Who celebrities, but that's where we go right now. You can go to fanexpohq.com, or you can look up Orlando MegaCon, a Google search, and that should pull up that information as well. That guest list is going to grow, I'm sure, about that. But just to show you the other guests that are going to be coming out there, they're going to have there's some comic creators. I think they're just there. I think they're slowly trickling the name of the guests, celebrities as they get. But we got a ton of voice actors coming out there. Just to give you an idea. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. And definitely check out Mackenzie at twitch.tv/MackenzieFleur.
Big heart out there. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe. Sadly, Australia never gets that many guests. I'm sorry. Well, come see us. We'll be here. We're going to be in Pensacola on February. We're going to be at Lakeland on January, and then MegaCon at the end of March. And who knows where we're going to be going to next. We're talking to a lot of folks about heading out and spreading out the conventions out there. So let's go ahead and wrap up the episode. Mackenzie, did you have anything you want to say before we end tonight's program?
Well, I'm going to say thank you for everybody on Twitch who came in and lurked, gave fouls, Poppy Man for telling me about the rate issue, and those who are currently still watching, including Weber, just stay tuned. The way the StreamYard is, everything ends instead of like doing a raid while everything is happening. It was a little bit weird that way. So it has to end and then you'll hit a raid. So it's going to be, it'll look like I just ended like randomly, but we'll get there.
And don't forget right now, youtube.com/legendofthetravelingTARDIS, facebook.com/thetravelingTARDIS. We are closing on 66,000. We almost grew up another 1,000 this month and we are very close to it. And don't forget, I'll put in the link, Doctor Who-worlds-apart.com, and use that code, if you want to just, sign up. And again, you get to sign up for free. You get to play for free, and you might be lucky enough to join us while we're playing out there. You never know. What was your profile? It was Mackenzie Floor, right?
Yes.
And I'm the Traveling TARDIS. So you might be lucky if we're out there one day just playing. So thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to say goodbye on your way out. And please stay safe. We want to see you out there next week. Again, we should be having Matthew Jacobs from the Doctor Who TV movie. He was the producer and the writer and the co-producer of the TV movie itself. And he put out a documentary called Doctor Who Am I? And it's a beautiful documentary. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, Mackenzie, but it is just awesome.
No, I want to see it.
I believe me, whatever thoughts that you've ever had about the TV movie, this movie will put them in a new light. It will definitely change your mind about things. Any doubts or anything, you're like, well, what's that all about? This will definitely bring things into a new perspective. You're like, oh, really?
Yeah. I look forward to watching it.
So everybody, thanks for joining us. We're going to go ahead and end now. Please continue to stay logged on, tune in, become part of the legend. And I think that's it. All right. Tony, take us out. Thank you, Gall. Stay safe. Happy New Year.